Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web www.wwgh1071.com. There's also another option for you. You can download free app called TuneIn. And once you download that app called TuneIn on any electronic device of your choice, you can search WWGH and take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Also, you can call in at any time with your questions or your comments by calling 740-383-9944. This is not my usual time. I can reach those who are listening who inadvertently just tuned in to WWGH. We thank you for your faithfulness and how often that you tune in to our programs. So welcome, those of you who are listening to A Voice of a People for the first time. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Their location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-0939. Last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Many of you know, and maybe some of you do not know, Pastor Jackie Peterson laid to rest her mother the past Saturday. I think that was October 24th. Still asking those of you to lift up the family in prayer. Oh, I did want to say that she lost her mother to COVID. So many of you who have experienced that know what they had to suffer and endure, because they weren't even allowed to see their mother or loved one until the day of the wake. So that's something new and different for us in the age of COVID. Okay. Now, I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. It's called Nurture Nature. It is so long, I want to read just a little bit of it, okay? Most of us have an intuitive response which seems to acknowledge that there is goodness in everyone. It's simply sometimes hard to see. As we look at ourselves, maybe we even find it hard to see the good in ourselves. Perhaps we have been taught to see only the dark, the negative. Perhaps we grew up with others whose vision always landed on the negative. But who would choose to live in the darkness? Who would choose to be a negative person? Who would choose permissium, okay. Probably very, very few. If only we could see the choice. That's why it is essential you find the good, however small, within yourself. Tend to it. Nurture it, just as you would the plants in your garden. Now, that is a profound statement for those of you who are listening. I'll read that last sentence again today, and maybe you can meditate on that. It is essential you find the good, however small, within yourself. Tend to it, nurture it, nourish it, just as you would the plants in your garden. Wow. I'll try to remember that myself today. Yesterday, I did a statement that was titled, Love Your Mind, Feed Your Mind Positive Thoughts. And I contemplated on that all day, even though, you know, I did my little mess up. I didn't mean to, but it happens, right? We're not perfect. So I'm going to move on now to my guest for today, Tara Dyer. She is a candidate for Marion County Commissioners on a Democratic ticket. And how are you doing today, Tara?
I'm doing just great, thanks.
I'm so glad to have you here today. Glad you found time out of your busy schedule and your time with Preston, your newly grandson. Oh, that's beautiful.
My newest obsession.
All right, all right. Something about those boys, isn't it?
Oh, I have four wonderful granddaughters. So, you know, this is something about being Nana.
Yes.
Wonderful kids of my kids that I can spoil, and now they will have to reap what they sow because I spoil them to death and then send them back to their parents. So, yeah, there's just something about being a grandmother.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we have our rights, don't we?
We do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's on your agenda today? I know you're running for our county commissioners. This is your second time doing this, right? Running for county commissioners. Is this time different for you?
It truly is. This time is different because... in a good way, because I have a lot more experience with running a political campaign. I also have more experience as far as reading up on the roles and the duties of the commissioners. And I've also had opportunity to look to see if anything has changed since my 2018 bid for a county commissioner. And unfortunately, nothing has.
Okay, so, okay. That's kind of a good thing.
Well, it's good that I've learned, but it's bad that things stay the same.
Okay, you know? Okay.
So, and one of the things I've been talking about is the urgency of like now and making sure that we vote for change.
Yes.
You know, because we don't want that complacency. We don't want that same old speed as far as progression is concerned in Marion, Ohio. So It's been life.
True. Absolutely. I'm so glad that to see you running, and that encourages other people to run for office, you know, people of color.
Yeah, I if elected, will be the first African American of any gender that has been elected to an office in Marion, Ohio. And when I was here at the WGH candidates night meet and greet, I looked around the room and I looked at Scott and I said, you know, and it's 2020. These are not the type of things that we should focus on. You know, we should look at the diversity that exist in Marion, and our government should represent that diversity.
I think so too. Everywhere we go, it should be represented. Because you know, when you're in a community, and everywhere you go, you see a certain face, and that's all you see is mm-hmm. a certain, say, white people. Say black people. If you're in a black neighborhood, then all you see is black folks. And if you're in a white neighborhood, that's all you see is white people. Even though the dynamics are there, different cultures and people there. And I think that things are changing as far as the face. Even the face of our community is changing. Yeah. We have black businesses. And I start counting. I'm thinking, wow, is there like 10 black
There's
businesses?
More than that,
more than that,
oh
isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Marion Black Business Council, which we're starting in partnership with the Marion Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. we also discovered that there are federal dollars that can be used to enhance African American businesses, to do programming, like, do you know how to write a business plan? Do
okay.
you... know how to start a business? Do you know what are the intricacies of doing business? There are people
in the federal government who think that that's an important thing and there's funding there. We just have to go at it. And I just want to shout out Matt Carberry and also Evie at Regional Planning for bringing these types of things to our attention. Those, you know, Matt and the Marion Chamber of Commerce and also Evie at Regional Planning, when I went to them and asked them, what could we do, what things are out there, they dug right in. I had the pleasure of being Matt Carberry's table mate at a, you know, when we went to that thing with Jody Farr, remember when we went to the seminar symposium that she did, the Bridges Out of Poverty lady, and were you there? And
I think so. I went to one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I had the privilege
out there, sheriff department.
Right.
Yes, I was.
Yes,
there.
I had the privilege of sitting with Matt then, and in between topics, we would just start discussing, you know, his vision for different things in the community, and he showed me some data and some statistics, and then we just vowed then that we would work together on this project. We are also, Linda, creating like a template for future minorities. So Matt, once we get a handle on this, Matt then can reach out to the Hispanic community to see, you know, and looking at what we built, can advise the Hispanic community as far as minority grants and business plans and those kind of things, and any other minorities. So what we're doing is creating this template for those to follow.
Right, right.
With and under the helm and the advisory of the Marion Chamber of Commerce. So
right.
And that's always good to connect with the chamber.
It is. Wow. See, a lot of things are happening.
Yeah. I mean, it just takes vision, you know.
And an advocate.
Well, an advocate. Yeah.
Of course.
And people who believe in that vision.
Yes.
And they're looking for what is good for the whole community.
Of course.
You know, and, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, the to prioritize African-American businesses over everything. No, I'm saying let's support all businesses,
yes.
You know, small, large, or whatever.
That's true.
And let's strengthen our economy by investing in the people that live here, regardless of what your ethnicity is. So
absolutely. And it has to be for everybody.
Oh,
it has to be.
Oh, yeah.
We've been in the background for a long time, but things are changing. Things are looking up for us.
I think so. It takes awareness.
Yes, it does.
It takes awareness. Yes. So.
And you're out there. Tara, you are out there. You're digging into this and digging into that. You are the advocate right now. And because some of those things would lay dormant.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, if there's money out there,
yeah,
give it to us and marry it, you know.
Right.
And allow us the opportunity to utilize this money to encourage the entrepreneurship that exists in Marion. I've heard so many people, I want to do a business. And the most popular thing, of course, is a restaurant business. You know, my friend Gwen is an awesome, awesome cook,
okay.
You know, and she wants to start a business. In the article in the Marion Star, there's Taja Boyd, who made these amazing cupcakes. She called them boozy cupcakes.
Really?
And so it was a cupcake, and it had like a shot of like Jack Daniels or something.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what made it boozy.
Right.
And then we have people with food trucks and, you know, all these people that have that spirit that
yes.
they want to start a business.
Right.
And, you know, they might be on the line at Whirlpool saying, oh, man, I need to do this. My friend, you know, that makes great clothes, you know, is a designer or whatever, you know, whose dreams and aspirations may be encouraged by the funding that we find out that's just starter for her to obtain her dream. So
that's great.
We've only had, we started meeting at my house. We met like 3 times at my house before that fateful partnership occurred with Matt Carberry at that symposium. And then we met at the chamber and two different demonstrations of entrepreneurship were presented. And now we're going to see, we'll meet again in November, and we're just going to try to take the names of African American businesses, which I feel like there are like 22, and we're going to make a directory of these businesses,
of course,
and connect them to the chamber,
yes,
and encourage them to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, I couldn't have said that better myself, because it is for the benefit of our entire community. Yeah, bring
yes.
the funds in, and we can all, you know, participate and
right.
Help build them up. And
exactly.
It's a great start for 2021,
listen,
isn't it?
And with COVID restrictions, I mean, having businesses here can curtail your abilities to go to other cities, a Columbus or Mansfield or whatever, when you can find that business right here.
Right here, Marion.
You know, you may as well just stay here and, again, contribute to the economy to strengthen our county.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with that.
So, but, yeah, I tell you, 1 week from today, we will be headed to the polls to determine not only who our next president will be, but like Barack Obama, I think it's important for you to be studious and study up and down the whole ticket. So don't just be consumed by who the president is going to be.
Right.
You know, study about the judges and especially the county commissioner.
Where Tara Dyer is, yes, absolutely, yes.
But up and down the ticket, just be very studious about who you're voting for, because the vote is the most powerful instrument that we can utilize in this democracy. I want to see high voter turnout. I want to see enthusiastic voters, and I want to see informed voters.
Absolutely. And they say we are already breaking records all over the United States. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
In the early voting. And, you know, we're crunching numbers and looking at, you know, what other things we can do. But I want to tell your listeners that it's important that if you requested a ballot for absentee voting, you got to make sure you turn it in, you know.
Right.
Because a lot of people, you know, forget and they don't turn it in. So
that's true.
I know the Marion County Board of Elections has sent out thousands of absentee ballots.
Yes.
Now the challenge is for us to get those ballots in
the mail.
Yeah.
Get them in
yeah.
the mailbox.
Got to get
or
them
hand
in.
Deliver. You
yeah.
can do that too, right?
There's the drop box. There is the, you can take them in to the Marion County Board of Elections. I mean, the drop box is very, very convenient because it's just like the ATM kind of, you know, you drive up to the box
right,
and
right.
put it in the slot. So it's very convenient. So I don't want people to miss this great opportunity to participate in democracy.
It looks like a lot of people don't want to miss it. And that's
it
even
does.
Better,
I,
doesn't,
I said that
isn't it?
They're very enthusiastic about,
right.
about voting, regardless of your party and who or whatever. In order for me to win this, I'm asking people to look at the character, look at my character and the commitment that I make every single day to be a part of some of the positivity that exists in our community.
Yes, absolutely.
By those things, those advocacies that I'm so proud of. And not only that, the commitment that we have in our community to strive to do better.
Right,
so
right.
remember those things when you vote.
Right, because I know you're involved in a lot of committees, and you wear many hats. You're all over this city and county. I don't know how you do it, but you know,
yeah.
my hat is off to you, Tara Dyer.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I just keep listening to what God has for me.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
And what God has for me, it's for me.
Yes, it is.
I was blessed yesterday. My friend in Christ, Ella Campbell, called me just out of the blue, you know, and she said, I just want to tell you that, you know, what God has for you is for you.
Amen.
And she said, you've just been on my mind and my spirit, and I just wanted to call you and tell you that. And, you know, so we got into some biblical, we were all up in Thessalonians and Ecclesiastics, and by the time I ended the call with her, I had felt refreshed, because regardless of the outcome of this particular race, and we're
right.
talking about this race is not for the swift nor the strong, you know, and
he that endures to the end.
Yes, see,
yes.
But and that's what I guess God put on her heart to say. So
that's beautiful.
I was very pleased by the blessing from my friend Ella Campbell yesterday, and the call that she gave me. She also reminded me that there is a praise walk that's being sponsored by Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and I'm on Team Katie Hairston, and she's my team leader, and she's trying to find 10 people that will participate on her team for this praise walk that's going to be at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church at 10 o'clock, which is Halloween, and at 10 o'clock. And if you register through the Chamber of Commerce, then you can put your name in for a prize.
All
so
right.
I'm hoping I win. That's why I shouted Ella out, so that she can make sure that I win somehow.
Oh, wow.
The walk is not a long walk, because you know, Tara Dyer ain't walking too far. But we'll step off from Mount Zion, and it's just in that, which will be, I think that's the second wards, and it's just down like Fairground. I think it's Grant up to maybe Greenwood, mm-hmm. and just around. It's not a huge amount of miles, but it's to advocate wellness, praising the Lord, and as well as doing those socially distant things that are needed in this COVID time. So,
right.
So I wanted to let Ella know that I appreciated that, but I also want individuals to know and participate in the praise walk. Katie's team is asking for $35 for you to participate.
Oh, wow.
And being
okay.
a part of her team. And but I'm pretty sure that if you show up, they will take whatever you have or
right.
whatever you don't have just for participation.
Just come.
Yeah, but Katie's team is $35.
Okay.
So, but all I'm right. on Team Katie. Woof, woof. So.
Okay. All right. All right. Some good things are going on during this election,
oh,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Wow. I'm trying to, look, it's so... I have vowed, I mean, I've been working like a dog. I lit dropped the other day with my friend Brandy Downs, who is a who is the Democratic head of Central Committee, and she's been working like a dog, been on the phone with different representatives from the Biden campaign. We've been looking for volunteers mm-hmm. to, you know, lit drop. And the cool thing about it is it's just a no-knock lit drop. We're not talking to people because of COVID.
Right.
We're just walking and hanging materials on their door.
Mm-hmm.
We have a database that indicates to us who's voted already, so we don't, you know, put any mail on anybody's door
right.
that has already voted. We're looking also primarily at independents who can be swayed to vote the Democratic ticket.
Right.
You know, that's the largest party in Marion. And then it's the Republicans. And then it's
what, the independent?
Yeah.
Really?
That's the highest group of registered voters in Marion are the independents.
Oh, my.
Or who have no party affiliation.
Right.
And then it's the Republicans, and then it's the Democrats.
Okay.
So a lot of times the perception is that because we in this county tend to vote ruby red,
mm-hmm.
that the Republicans dominate the the registered voters, but it's not. It's the people that have no party affiliation. So, but if those no party affiliates vote for Republicans, mm-hmm. it sometimes then looks like the balance is indicates that we are a Republican county. But the majority of the registered voters in Marion
are independents.
Are independents, yeah.
I would not have ever guessed that.
Yep.
Wow.
One of the, and now, and that factor, or that factoid was given to me by Brandy Downs, and she's a brain. So
okay.
She's been scouring numbers and looking at voting patterns and all those type things. So, and I believe that to be true.
Okay. All right, then. Wow. I would have never
learn something
guessed.
New every day.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And if you don't feel like you feel like, wow, was this day even worth getting up?
Oh, it
I
is.
I didn't learn anything,
it
right?
It is. It truly is. Trust me.
Yes.
And,
but you learn something every day,
yeah.
whether you realize it or not.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like that. Wow.
Well, and we want everybody to be registered, you know?
Of course.
And, but, you know, we not only want you to be registered, but we want you to get out and vote, you know?
And then you have those that they'll perform and say, don't let him in. Don't let him stay in that White House. Y'all don't put him back in.
Mm-hmm.
What, did you register to vote? I'm not voting. You're not voting. Well, how can you depend on what someone else does?
Yeah.
You know, your voice has to be heard and should be heard. I mean, it's your duty. It's not just a right. It's a duty.
Well, and then the other thing, too, is I was looking at maybe it was in Milwaukee, and there were so many people that didn't come out to vote in 2016 that don't want that to happen again. So that's why I said voter enthusiasm, it looks great. Voter suppression, we got to fight that. So if you see anything that is crazy, you know, at your polls, report it to a poll worker,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be security there, you
Good.
Know. So,
Good.
But they cannot be at every polling location.
Understand.
But I'm pretty sure they're, you know, they'll do like a drive through or whatever, you
mm-hmm.
know. So, yeah, so don't let your vote be suppressed, you know. Make sure that you understand your rights and responsibilities.
Absolutely.
And if you're in line and the polls are closing, you still vote. They will not close the polls if there are people
still
in
line.
Okay.
So
make sure that you do your civic responsibility and vote, and don't let anybody turn you away. So
right. They're saying we may know by 9 o'clock what the volume of people who have already voted in.
Yeah.
You know.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, they'll count those absentee votes first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go. But I think they're saying that because of the Electoral College and those states like Ohio.
Right.
That have a huge amount of electoral votes can be determined, the president can be determined by that, because the road to the presidency is not how many people vote in volumes for that person, but it's all about the Electoral College.
Winning those states, right?
Mm-hmm.
That hold all those Electoral Colleges.
Right, right.
Wow. Wow, and that's what happened last time. A lot of people were very upset about
that.
Yeah,
because Hillary won the popular vote,
right.
But she did not. Yeah, and that Electoral College is a hard thing to understand. That'd be another show in itself.
That's another show. And, you know, it might be worth going through it one day, you know,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people don't understand it. I don't quite understand it either, but I do understand the concept of it, you know, because they hold so many electoral votes each state,
yeah.
you know, and
mm-hmm.
some have way more than others. And
mm-hmm.
then I heard that Pennsylvania may be in play also.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Texas. What were the other four? I can't think. Probably California.
California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so. Then.
But if we know by 9 o'clock, that would be great. That would be great.
Yeah. And I wouldn't have to be at the Board of Elections all night. They're sending me over there.
That was so much fun, though, last year. That was so much fun.
It was. Yeah, it was.
But I heard Scott asking where each individual party was going to be for on that night. And I think the Republicans said one particular location. And I think we're going to be at the Elks. The Dems are going to be at the Elks on Main Street. So
I want to go State Street. A party at.
State Street.
Sending me across the street.
I want to be here. Let's switch places.
I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be over there in the Marion County building. Yeah.
Let's switch places.
They already got it set up. I'm like, what?
I want to be where the action is. I want to follow that. And it's so hard to sit there as these votes are being tabulated, you know, from the you know, 1 minute you're up and 1 minute you're down or whatever, because when I ran for city council, remember, I lost that I think on election night, I was up by 4. They had reported it to a station that showed me winning. And then I was like, I was at, you know, the Dem party, and it was like, no, you're losing by this many. And then I was thinking, man, I'll catch up. But I eventually ended up losing by 7.
By 7.
That's a heartbreaker. Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Seven votes.
And that goes for naysayers who sit back and run their mouth and will not get out and vote.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't like to vote between the general election. They just like wait and they vote every 4 years. But
presidential,
you know. Yeah, and like Barack Obama saying, you know, we got to vote every time. And he was like, even if it's for something that you don't understand, Board of Elections, Board of Education, county commissioners, the township trustees, all of those are important.
Yes, they
are.
You know,
as far as democracy is concerned. So you just got to vote every time. And you can look at your voting history if you go to the elections website. And I look at mine all the time, and it looks like they started only recording after so long. And I'm thinking that's because the advent of technology and putting things in a database. But I'm very proud of my voting history, and it's been a strong Democrat type of balloting for me. Not to say that I would not vote for a Republican at the local level, but I'm just proud of the fact that I vote, because it's free. It contributes to a free
expression.
That's my vote.
Of your passion,
power.
You know. Yeah, and you're right, it's our power, individual power. You know,
and you can also track your ballot too on the Board of Elections site. So like if you dropped an absentee ballot to the Board of Elections and you're like, oh no, something's gonna happen or whatever, you can go on this website and check the status of your ballot. And I checked mine before I came, and it said your ballot was approved and will be included in this national election. Okay. So you can check for those of us who are either have mailed it in who have dropped it in the drop box, or even if you voted in person, you can go on the website and see the status of your information. And I think that's important, because we need to check. And speaking of Katie, she had Katie Reese, my team leader.
Okay.
She had turned her ballot in, right? And she just going on about her business, you know. And Brandy, who's the president of the Democratic Committee, had looked and saw on the website that there was something going on with her signature.
Really?
So we were able to contact her and say, hey, go check your ballot.
Right.
Because there's something going on with your signature, you know. So all of that information can be found on the Board of Elections website.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to stay up on it.
So we need to be educated about these things. I'm so glad you came. We're a week away from November 3rd, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. people need to know that knowledge, which will help them, like, track.
Yeah,
fix mistakes.
Track your ballot.
Absolutely.
And the Board of Elections will give you so much time because you know it's going to take them a couple of weeks to tally up all the votes from overseas or whatever before they actually verify that the election was valid.
Right.
So they'll go through and they'll allow you opportunity to fix your boo-boos if you
That's great.
If they tell you at the when you're voting. They'll say, this didn't match or whatever, but you're going to vote provisional.
Mm-hmm,
so you'll have, like, so many days to come up there and show whatever they've asked you to show.
Right.
But if you don't do it, then your
vote... not tallied.
Right.
Wow.
So it's just a lot of... And I worked the polls for a couple of years, and I try to attend the Board of Elections meetings and just to stay, like you say, educated.
Yes, absolutely.
But there's a wealth of stuff that you can find out about yourselves and about how others are voting by looking on that Board of Elections website.
Whoa. Great.
And I'm not
great
trying
stuff.
To like, woo, Board of Elections, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm saying for people.
It's more than just casting your vote and going home and forgetting about it.
It seems like it's an easy thing, but sometimes a lot of things get lost.
Right. So, right. And you're not even aware.
And you're not even aware.
Wow. That's some great stuff.
So voting is, post-election I'll come back and we'll kind of like look at some stuff and, but I also, while I was here, wanted to let you know that I'm also going to be a candy crusader for the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. That's 2387 Harding Highway East. 4:30 to 6:30, I think, or 4:30 to 5:30. But the Candy Crusaders are going to be out there passing out candy tomorrow for the young people. So come on out and come see me. I'll be passing out some candy. I don't have a costume yet, so maybe people can at me and tell me what I... Only nice things, what I should wear to be a candy crusader to support my friends at the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities. So
absolutely.
At me and let me know.
Souls to the polls. Are we doing that this year?
Well, it's kind of like rolls
too
to
late?
The polls.
No. Rolls, okay.
Right, because of COVID.
Right, I thought about that.
What we're having people do this year is just to contact someone if you need a ride, especially if you want to just drop something off at the drop box. And so if you need a ride, make contact. And then someone will come get you and take you to the polls.
Oh,
instead of us. Last year, remember, we congregated
and
we had a meal and we talked about voting and all that. We're not congregating this year.
Right.
We're just doing individual people who contact us and who are in need of a ride.
Okay.
So it's rolls to the polls this year.
All righty, then. We didn't have much time to talk about this.
That's okay. We'll do it next time.
Okay. Yeah, because that ends November 23rd. That's just before Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yes, the Voices Project.
Yes.
But it does meet tonight. So, and stipends are available for those who participate. So
I think I'm going to get on there tonight, at least see what they're talking about anyway. Yeah,
because we need your history, too. You know, I mean, if you look at media type things, and so your historical input would be very important because I don't think there has ever been an African-American woman on the airwaves before, have they?
In Marion, Ohio?
Yeah.
I don't really think so. I haven't heard of one.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Now, I know Mother Hatch and Brenda Deese used to do a show, and you were on that show as well, weren't you? When they used to do the prayer line or whatever. Were you on that?
I was on the prayer line at TV39 with her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I know that your expanse knowledge in media would be an important piece to the history of African Americans in Marion.
She dug me out. Earl Mother Basket Hatch. Yeah, she dug me out like I was doing nothing. But I didn't realize sometimes you're doing nothing. You don't realize you're doing nothing, you know. But you're every day. Get up in the morning. I had my grandson with me then, take care of him, you know, go to church, back home, cook and all that kind of stuff, do laundry. But she just really brought me out into the open and
such an inspiration.
Gave me vision.
Yeah,
you know.
Such an inspiration.
Right.
We got to work on our next project of naming a street
park or something
after her.
Yeah.
So that'd be one of our next tasks.
We can do an avenue after her. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know they did one for Willie Phoenix
in Columbus.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
What an honor.
Yeah. Our Willie Craig.
Yeah, he's been faithful to Columbus, that's for sure.
Yeah, he comes back to Marion a lot.
Right, but I mean,
okay.
And Columbus, they've been there, he and Bobby Floyd.
Oh, my gosh.
All those years, when they could have been anywhere else in the world. And I'm for real about that because they are so talented, both of them.
Yeah.
You know, and they didn't have to stay. But I believe that Columbus made it for their advantage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the city.
Fatten
their
pockets.
Where they can meet those connections and stuff.
Yeah, stay here. You know, you can travel, but you have to come back, you know.
Yeah, they're amazing. But they're, you know, Marion people. Bob Nunley, Bobby Floyd, Willie Craig, O.J. McDuffie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, we've got some.
He's another one people still talk about. O.J.
We've got some Native sons that have, and women that have been doing some great things.
Yes.
So.
All for the good of Marion, Ohio.
All for the good, so.
Does anything good come out of Marion, Ohio?
Of course. But we want the good to stay here.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
More good.
Right. You know, and they said that about Jesus Christ. Did anything good come out of Nazareth? You know. But yes, the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of all gods.
Certainly.
Yes, he did, you know.
For all the believers
out
there.
Yes, I get
did.
So excited about him, if nothing else or nobody else. I get excited about him and what he's doing. Yes.
Comfort in all the turmoil and the storm, the refuge. Where can we find it? We're in the word and in our belief that everything is going to be all right.
Amen. Put our trust in him.
Got to.
Yep. So. I know they used to sing that song about Zion. My help comes from the Lord. Nobody can sing like Mount Zion. It was so slow.
That's that old stuff.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah.
You know, at Pastor Jackie's mom's homegoing service, her daughter, Janice, Pastor Jackie's sister, Janice, sang a song that also is, to me, is a tribute to believers, and that's and it helped them from not being so sad. It's the song, and you know I can't sing, but I shall wear a crown.
Oh yes,
when it's all over, and
yes.
They said their mom was putting on her robe and telling her story,
how she made it over.
So I like that. I shall wear a crown, and that really touched my spirit. But I think it was always. It's also something for the family to, because you know they're a family of believers.
Oh yeah,
to understand
absolutely.
That even though their mom had passed from COVID,
it's up in glory.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And Jackie was talking. Pastor Jackie was talking about all the obstacles that God had her mom. She called her mom an overcomer, and they had even testified to the fact that their mom wasn't even supposed to have lived that long.
Praise
and God.
God
gave her
God
additional years.
Glory.
So
amen.
When they, you
we
know,
are out of time, Tara Dyer. We thank you so much
thank
for your
you.
Time. Thank you for those of you who are listening. This is Linda Sims. I'll be on again at 4:15. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. The Talking Place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do. Just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show. That's I mean, really, that shows me a lot.
Well, I
more your kind in our game.
Well, I have to say, and there are a few more things we're going to get on into here in the next 28 minutes, but, you know, I think this is important live radio stuff to talk about. I barrage Mr. Donahue with requests to come on this show constantly. He's probably about ready to change his phone number.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Before I let you go, I have to say that you have made my day. Without question, I really do know you don't do these things often, and to give us this time and to come on with us means the world to me, and I hope you are still able to do it periodically, because when you come on, the morning is more exciting, a little more energy around, and we really do want to hear what you have to say. We really, really do. You are the best.
Okay. You're a pal. Thank you so much, Scott. And it's been my pleasure, and thank you for